This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your mind on this Thursday? A lot of things that could be on your mind. I have two that are sort of top of mind. One is the announced cuts to a couple of sports programs at the University of North Dakota. Yesterday, we are efforting an interview with Brian Faison, the athletic director, to get inside that decision a little bit. And I have a few thoughts about how the team found out about it and whatnot. It's painful, and I feel bad for players on the team. I feel bad for their families. I feel bad for people that understandably will be impacted by this. If you're a freshman, you got to decide where to go to school. I'm going to pick UND because it's a good school, and then all of a sudden you're a sophomore or a junior, and there's no longer a program. That's a tough deal. Bad things are going to happen in your life like this again. Just take it to the bank. Nobody coasts through with just a perfect, everything goes as planned kind of way. So I think the best thing to do is just choose how you react to this in a way that recognizes don't like it. Didn't plan for it, not fun, but how am I going to use this to do something different and better? And the woulda, shoulda, couldas are, you know, they're fine, but they really don't, you know, how'd they get $1.3 million in the hole? Why didn't they do a different sport? You know, all decisions that are beyond your control. The other one is this Neil Gorsuch nomination. I mean, I hear over and over and over again the qualifications of this guy. Unanimously approved by the Senate for a lower court, so nobody had any problems with him. And now when he's going to the Supreme Court, the games they play. I have a question for the audience. Why wouldn't Heidi Heitkamp, the senator from North Dakota, who clearly is in the middle of quite the machinations towards how do I do this? I got Chuck Schumer pulling me over here. I won this seat by saying I would be different and I would buck the Democrats when needed. And, you know, does one interview for the Grand Forks Herald and says, you know, I'm kind of like Trump. We're you know, I'm in North Dakota, so I'm going to say good things about Trump. I'm in Washington, D.C. I'm going to say bad things about Trump. I mean, really? So she's trying to find this new identity and I guess determine whether or not her numbers are going to come up enough to run for re-election, right? And then you have the really just, I saw a TV commercial yesterday. It was so goofy. It was unbelievable. I don't even remember the group, but they're already starting to attack Kevin Cramer because they see him as a possible Senate candidate against Heidi Heitkamp. So all the liberal left-leaning forces obviously are going to marshal all of their forces against Kevin Cramer, and in hopes she can go do this kabuki dance, see, and be thought of to be more, you know, North Dakotan in all of this. So she's going through this anyway, is my point. Why not be that Democrat that says, Chuck Schumer, knock it off. Stop filibustering this. Let's call the vote. You're going to force the Republicans to go back to the Reid rule and allow this on a simple up or down majority. I don't want to hear one more clip of Chuck Schumer saying exactly the opposite of what he's now saying when Obama was president and Obama had nominees. I don't need to hear any more about, you know, the Joe Biden rule and why their guy didn't get it. It's just like a bunch of kids in a sandbox. Knock it off. Why doesn't one Democrat do that? And shouldn't that be Heidi Heitkamp, given how she was elected? Don't you think? I think it'd be a perfect opportunity for her to say, stop it. Stop it. It'd be big news. she'd be calling out her leadership. You know, this case is, everybody's sitting here waiting. They got a delay last week to next week, and, you know, they're cranking up. Now they want to, you know, Chuck Schumer yesterday saying, don't change the rules, change the nominee. Yeah, come on. Someone absolutely no one argues with at all is qualified, and this is the best you have. Doesn't that make you sick, folks? It does me. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. There's a lot of other things that could be on your mind, and I welcome all of them today on the program. We have a little bit of real estate to chat about all that and more. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. In his hot little hand is the smartphone that takes your text that is just now barely back to, it melted yesterday, and it's now kind of hardened up again and able to work, right, Todd? It's no longer melted. All your fake news texts yesterday had Todd's phone just melting. But is it in good shape, Todd? Ready to take some more texts today?
Yeah, it's, you know, what happens to plastic when it melts. It's kind of a ball now, but...
Is it? Yeah. I hate when that happens. Terrible. Awful. I did survive the fake news panel. Thank you for all of the suggestions. Everything else. It pretty much turned into a discussion of bias in the media, and that fake news is a product of the mainstream media just blowing it. I mean, a lot of people in the mainstream media and on the left want the debate over fake news to be people who put things up on the internet that are just provably not true. That's fake news. Nothing else is fake news. And my argument, largely with the support of you and all the comments you gave us yesterday, is that the definition of fake news is in the eye of the beholder. And so much of what is news by the traditional academic journalistic definition, you can't find it. You can't find it. News that simply says, here's the truth. You got the facts you need. You decide with it. It's not there. That's a product of a lot of media bias, a lot of bad work. So, but fake news is in the eye of the beholder. Some people are going to argue that it's, if I put up a post today and say Todd is a woman, that's the headline, that's provably false. It's not
Although
true. That's fake news.
I have my heels in my office, but that's a different story.
Well, that's
story.
Why I was kind of saying it, you know. Anyway, that's
a maturity race, folks. Don't read much into that.
The debate's much bigger than that. How do you determine what how do you determine I can trust this? What's your gauge on the believability of a piece of information? Whether it's a particular source or just a pattern you go through to say, I want to know what I'm consuming here is the real deal. I'd like to know that, what you trust, how you know to trust it. All right, so there's a couple of things. And we also have on the program today a family physician at Atlas MD. This is one of those doctor direct health plans. Do you remember we had a call earlier this week or last, I forget, and somebody said, you heard about Dr. Direct? I'm like, is that like when you pay cash or what? We did a little digging and found the founder of this Atlas MD. David, I think, was the person who called us. So, David, hat tip to you. We'll have this person on and talk about the whole debate over what next in healthcare. We'll check with our friend, the flagpole guy today on the program, and Chris Berg will be here. He's tracking some immigration things that are happening, including a failed effort to study the impact of refugee resettlement in North Dakota cities in the state legislature. All they wanted was a study to say, let's get our arms around how much this cost, and sounds like it was rejected, if I heard right, because there's just too much data. What in the world? What in the world? All right, let's get to your calls at 800-228-0550. You found out what's on my mind, I want to know what's on yours. Jim in Fargo, go ahead.
Yeah, see, I called old Heidi Obama and told her, I said, you better vote for Gorsuch. I actually talked to one of her men there. Anyway, I got the absolute goofiest form letter from her. Oh, it was, you know, how important it is that the person being nominated for the Supreme Court be learned, you know, real good judge, this and the other. It's absolutely humorous. So I called him back and I said, I got your form letter. I said, you're right. It is important to thunder. I said, but there's never been a more qualified man nominated for that court position. I said, that obviously means that little Heidi Obama is going to vote for him. And of course, I said, well, you know,
say that again. You don't think she's going to vote for him, or you do?
I don't think she will, because I don't think she has her own mind, or the Democrats are left.
I don't know why she wouldn't have said something earlier. Great job calling her, Jim. I'd like others to call and just say, be brave. Stand up to Chuckie Schumer. Walter and Hope, when we come back. Andrew in Jamestown, too. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. On What's on Your Mind?
Wow. What a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 K-Size Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
Get inspired and have a fun-filled evening with the return of the Benham Brothers, the Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota annual dessert. April 3rd in Bismarck and April 4th in Fargo. FPA of North Dakota, formerly NDFA, brings back David and Jason Benham, authors of their new book, Living Among Lions. Hear their exciting new message of conviction, courage, and humor. April 3rd at the Ram Coda in Bismarck and April 4th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For reservations, call 701-214-5555. That's 701-214-5565.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. We invite North Dakota farm women to a two-day event, April 12th and 13th, celebrating women in North Dakota agriculture. On April 12th, join us for Women to Women Soybean Marketing Seminar with Naomi Bloom, an expert at advising farmers on how to manage their cash marketing needs and properly use futures and options. Naomi helps farmers understand the importance of managing basis, cash flow, and contracts. This day-long seminar will be at NDSU Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo. Seating is limited. Registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. On April 13th, we are offering Women Advocating for North Dakota Agriculture at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Both events are free, but registration is required. Register by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's a new day for the folks in the lignite world. It's just a fabulous thing. A conversation with somebody on, I don't know, that it's, is it ever a conversation when you're going back and forth on Facebook, Todd? What would you describe that as? Back and forth, slugfest sometimes, you know. It's rarely a conversation, I guess is what I'm getting at.
Right? True.
Yeah. Rarely a conversation. It's usually... everybody's showing how much smarter they are than anybody else. But anyway,
pretty much.
I was talking about how essential coal in North Dakota is to other states because we are an energy export state. In other words, Minnesota that's anti-coal, if we said, and I should say, I don't think businesses that appreciate affordable energy are anti-coal. I don't think families that are, you know, all about the bottom line are anti-coal. But there are some elements of Minnesota's political world that are. If we said, sorry, no more electricity that's generated by coal here, what would happen to their electricity cost? It would destroy their economy. Not to mention they'd have less reliable energy. Affordable, reliable energy. That's what we're talking about, a secure energy future. And things on the regulatory front are improving all the time. And that unleashes quite an energy success story. It has been untold sometimes about the affordable electricity, the reliable electricity, high-quality jobs, boosting our economy. Find out more at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future website, secureenergyfuture.org. By the way, the Lignite Energy Council holding their annual meeting coming up. I'll be there. Looking forward to it. April 18, 19, and 20 in Bismarck. Let's go to Hope, North Dakota. Walter, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning there. Walter Prouty here. Say, I wanted to mention I was driving my truck yesterday, and Mark Levin and Sean Hannity, they were really telling about some lady that worked for Obama, and she was a pretty high-up lady in the Obama administration, and she was telling all this news about how they were snooping on Trump way back before he even was elected president and all the way through. And it's probably old news to you. You might know it, but it came right over your station. Mark Levin talked about it, and same with John Hannity. If you've got some excerpts of those news, you know, with Sean Hannity talking or Mark Levin, they're really digging into this thing, and it really looks like somebody might end up in jail, but it's going to be probably some of the Obama people. But anyway, you look it up and see what you know about it. Thank you.
Yeah, I did hear the interview. I know what you're talking about, and it was what they're excerpting is actually an interview that she did explaining how people in the Obama administration said, hey, you know, we've got to get this information and get it to Democrats up on Capitol Hill. This is while there still was an Obama administration before, in their mind, the Trump folks would get rid of all of it. And the interview was actually on, I think, Morning Joe a while ago, and I don't know why nobody heard it at the time, but they've gone back and found it and heard it and listened to it and now have added that to the context of what's going on. Look, the Obama administration's involved in all of this. The Obama and New York Times story also, I want to go back to October, trying to remember the date, but it was a New York Times story about how they were changing who could see classified information. This is the Obama administration. Loosening the rules, if you will, giving access to more people. That, too, was so they could leak things and have it be much more difficult to find out who was leaking it. So there's a lot of games going on here. A lot. No doubt about it. And that interview with Hannity was the excerpts he played of that interview, a big part of that story. Andrew in Jamestown, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
You know, I was told a long time ago by my old grandpappy, if it sounds like a duck and it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. So in regards to your fake news business, I got to say, and I think you kind of touched on it, was that you can't rely on one source these days. I mean, anybody who just watches Fox News or CNN or checks out the Internet, the Huffington Post, Political, you know, the Daily Beast, if you just use those resources as your source of water, more than likely you're going to get some kind of fake news. Personally, myself, I have to check two or three different spots. I would, and I think you touched on it too, perception-wise, as far as reliable sources are concerned, before I can actually firmly plant my roots in any story that I hear these days.
And I think that's a good approach. I'm big on the transcript or watching the actual video of whatever. In other words, if they said Donald Trump said X, Y, and Z, I'm going to go find on the White House website, on C-SPAN's website, wherever I can find the event. I want to hear myself. I don't want to hear it, and in what context was it said, and that's obviously the easiest. But your approach is a good one, too, to say, okay, there's one story. Give me two, three others, and if the same general theme is coming out of more than one, then maybe that's accurate, right?
And let me just conclude with, you know, these buds of words that fly around. It's one-line comedy to me. You know, you talk about fake news and part of the deal and all that sort of business, you know, these buzzwords that pop up in and around, and especially in this election, which I'm not sure it's generationally generated, if you were, but the things that we get upset about just make me scratch my head. Thanks, Scott.
I'm with you. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. How do you trust but verify? How do you know, you know, what news sources do you trust? How do you know you're getting the straight scoop? Tell me that. I'm curious. Reynolds survey today at 800-228-0550. Here's an off-air call. Came in earlier.
Good morning. I'm calling about a gentleman that called in a couple days ago saying that Governor Dalrymple was to blame for the DAPL thing getting totally out of hand like it did and causing as much expense as it did. And I agree with him 100%. If we'd had a decent governor that would have done his job right at the beginning, it would have never got as far as it did, and it shouldn't have gotten as far as it did. And then I hear the stories about the bonuses that he gave out to all his buddies. I think he should be brought up on charges, and I'm going to say this, and I'm sincere about this. Dalrymple is the worst governor this state has ever had. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate the call. I would just say on his, I don't know. I'm guessing if he had it all to do over again, he might do things a little bit differently. We probably all could say that. And I think, for instance, one example is the Coeur d'Alene, right? When there was the first teepee that was set up down there in camp that just, you know, went 2 to 10 to 20 to, you know, to 2,000, right? In retrospect, maybe the state should have, now again, that's federal land. But so the feds aren't doing anything. So, but maybe the state should have said, look, this is going to be a problem. This is, you know, you can pick things apart like that. You know, Governor Dalrymple has a lot of the same advisors that Governor Burgum does. You know, we have General Dorman, Tom Gerhardt, who heads up the Highway Patrol. A lot of those same folks are there. I don't think there were easy answers. You know, I really don't. I don't think Governor Dalrymple was aggressive enough. I don't. I said it on the air at the time. But they put it all on him. You know, the blame belongs on people who were out to disrupt the rule of law. My mind. And tough to stop.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requirement, requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
USA, helping America fuel better. And a whole lot of cash going out the door at Petroserve USA. I was at their Mandan location not long ago, and I pulled up and I saw that sign on the door about all those giveaways they're doing. That is a lot of cash going out the door. So good idea to get on in there today and get yourself registered. And remember, new registrations every week. So get registered at a PetroServe USA location near you. They have the 4-for-4 deal all day, every day. A hot stuff personal pan pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA location. So it's a good way to go. It really is. And you can register for your share of $50,000. What else? You could buy some bison gear. Some of the great specials. A lot of good stuff right there. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right. So, we had a call earlier this week. David, we said, David, thank you. We appreciate you, by the way. David called us and said, hey, have you heard anything about direct healthcare? Dr. Direct. I said, what do you mean, like cash? Healthcare? What do you mean? Anyway, we did a little digging. We found Dr. Josh Umber, founder and family physician at Atlas MD, to tell us a little bit about something called the Dr. Direct Health Plan. Dr. Umber, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. So what is a Dr. Direct Health Plan exactly?
It's just simple healthcare. We've overcomplicated health care to the point that it's a big process and paperwork and insurance. What we do is charge a flat rate per month based on age, like a gym membership. So it's $10 for kids, $50 for most young adults, for unlimited home visits, work visits, office visits, technology visits, and a whole lot more.
All right. So basically, you know, not the hey, I need to have an appendix removed or I broke my leg, but the average, you know, I got a sniffle. The kids are not feeling well. Might need a prescription. Just the routine kind of healthcare. You're paying a flat rate, and then is there a copay or anything, or do you pay anything else?
Well, it's actually a lot of the complicated stuff too, and that's the misperception. Family medicine encompasses primary care, which is 80% of what people need. the family doctor is more likely to diagnose that broken leg because they're the ones who are available that you can actually reach and are available after hours. Family doctors are diagnosing that appendicitis because, again, when your kid is sick, who do you call? And when you're not sure if a mole is changing, the first person you can get in with is your family doctor. So we're diagnosing cancer, helping that and assisting. So it's everything from the simple stuff you mentioned all the way up to, you know, quite a bit of complex care. But when you remove the middleman, everything gets cheaper. So, for example, we have no copays for any visits. Any procedure we do, like EKGs or stitches or biopsies, are included free. So then that helps the patient just lower their out-of-pocket costs. But even further, we offer wholesale medications and labs for up to 95%+ off. We've even been able to get a patient's breast cancer chemotherapy for 99% less than what she was quoted at the pharmacy. So this model allows us to do a whole lot of care for patients at a fraction of the price.
All right, so if you mentioned the mole thing, a mole's changing, it is cancer, and I do need chemo and ultimately surgery, and it turns into a significant cancer battle and lots of treatment. Is that above and beyond the monthly charge then?
Well, some of that would be, but that's the time you need a family doctor the most, is to have someone to care and coordinate that between the specialist, maybe a surgeon, the radiologist, the labs, the medicines, the side effects. But we can take some, not all skin cancer will need surgery, chemo, radiation. In fact, only a small portion of it. Less than 5% of people in a given year will spend more than $5,000 on healthcare. So you're still back to primary care for the vast majority of it. But we've taken biopsies from our patients when we're concerned about a lesion. And if you take a big enough biopsy, send it to the lab. Now, that used to cost $300, and now with our cash rates, it costs $40. But then if you get a clear margin, that cancer is cured, depending on, basal cell versus melanoma. So we can, quote, cure skin cancer for $40 when it's done right and caught early and done in a model that is more efficient. So if we can do all this care, then we can decrease the cost of employers' health insurance by 30 to 60%. If 70% of jobs in the country come from small businesses, then we can help a huge swath of America get much better care and save a ton of money.
Hey, by the way, any questions or comments for our guests, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550. You can also text us, 701-367-2054, or Todd at 701-226-8503 if you have a question or comment. So if I am in your system, I'm paying you a monthly fee. I'm 52, and male. I'm going to pay how much a month?
For a 52-year-old male, it would be $75 per month.
And that's my insurance. In other words, I don't have insurance through my employer. I don't have, that's it. It's $75 a month I pay you, and that's for whatever I need.
Well, yes, a third of our patients have no insurance, so they just pay the membership and they get a whole lot of care. Then we do want patients to have insurance, though, when it's affordable. And I think that we need to change this paradigm of how we have this conversation. We're always talking about how do we fix health insurance to make it more affordable, but health insurance just pays for health care. So, horse before the cart here, we'll never lower the cost of health insurance until we lower the cost of health care. And if we can decrease the cost of healthcare by, let's just call it 50%, even though we can do up to 95% of times, then we can decrease the cost of health insurance by 50%. And if we can decrease the cost of health insurance by 50%, we can double the number of people who have health insurance without changing the total cost of it. So if we want to help the country, the system, we need to first start with making healthcare affordable. Take diabetes, for example. I can get you, Walmart will sell you 90 diabetic pills for $10, and I get 1,000 pills for $14. So we can vastly change how cost-effective it is to manage your diabetes. The blood test to look for it could be $150. We get it for $2.25. If we lower the cost of that care, then you just need less insurance. And that's actually good for the insurance companies because that makes them more efficient. They have less paperwork, less hassle, more competitive prices, and healthier patients. So this is good for patients, physicians, employers, insurance, and ultimately the public. If we looked at a Medicaid-type system, then the Medicaid in our state, let's say, pays $50 for a blood test that I get for $1.65. Well, then my patients get it for $1.65. So if we wanted to, find some common ground between the quote left and the right here, we want to be able to care for a lot of people, but we want to do it in a cost-effective way, and now direct care lets us do both of those. But we can order 25 times more tests without affecting the total budget. So that means a lot more opportunity to take care of Medicaid-type patients. So there's really a whole lot of interesting things we can do.
When you say direct care, what does that mean? Are you just eliminating the middleman? It's just patient and doctor?
Yep, it's an insurance-free model so that we don't have all the paperwork and hassle. So direct between, the doctor and the patient.
And, I would assume on some of the heavy lifting and the smaller percentage things that people end up with, that's where you would have insurance, but catastrophic care, and you'd be referred to a different doctor, and then you would use that insurance then?
Yeah, catastrophic care or catastrophic insurance is a bit redundant if you think about it. All insurance is for catastrophic things. Your car insurance is just for the big stuff. And that's one of our best analogies is you don't have car insurance for gasoline, oil changes, tires, because those things are affordable. So if we want to make health insurance affordable, let's mimic that model so that we're only covering the big stuff. And again, if less than 5% of people nationally will spend more than $5,000 a year, and that's in the current bloated system. I mean, an MRI now could be $3,000 that I get for $400. So if unlimited care is $50 to $75 a month, no copays, free procedures, wholesale meds and labs, and cheaper insurance, then the whole system is getting a better product at a fraction of the price.
Couple of questions for you is, we have listeners in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. So this listener is wondering, is this in North Dakota? Are other states involved in this plan? Where can you do this?
The best place to look for doctors in your area is a website, dpcfrontier.com. For direct primary care, dpcfrontier.com. And there's a great map to zoom in. And those are some of the states where we don't have a lot of doctors doing this model. But we could help those doctors do this model. Doctors can learn how to do this free online, but it's really easier than they think. The doctors are afraid to move into this model because they're not sure how it works. But with all this recent publicity, we've seen this huge outpouring of support from patients who say, you're talking about the medicine. My migraine medicine is $100 or $200 a month. You can get it for $5? I need a doctor like this. So it's grassroots movement of patients hearing that there is a better way for them to get better care. I hate leaving work to go talk to the doctor. I would love to be able to email them a picture or check in with a text message. I always need them when I'm after hours and I get stuck going to urgent care and it costs me a fortune. Patients need doctors who are looking out for their financial well-being too and providing a better product at a better price. So we really encourage patients to talk to their doctors. There's not one in your area. There sure could be.
Another question, will insurance companies work with you through HSA plans?
Yeah, well, we've worked with a number of insurance companies. The one we've worked with the most is Allied National Health Insurance out of Kansas City, and they've been able to show that their profit margins are several-fold higher working with employers who use our model because, again, they're saving money on everything, saving it on paperwork, on meds, on labs, on copays. We're out-competing Walmart on medicine. I mean, that's when you know you have a broken system because people, the average business shouldn't be able to out-compete the world's largest retailer, or second largest retailer now with Amazon. But if we can, then we should. And that's good for everyone in the system.
Take a short break. Come back with more of our conversation on innovative healthcare delivery, Doctor Direct Health Plans. We're talking with Dr. Josh Umbar, who's the founder and family physician at Atlas Med. Find out if there's a location near you at dpcfrontier.com. DPCFrontier.com. More coming up. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I don't watch my energy use just because it's good for the environment, or just because state rebates save me money, or just because I work for a power company.
Mom, I'm home!
I do it because my commitment is to her. To teach her how to save. To do good work. And above all else, to leave a place a little better than you found it. She's my reason. That's why I'm proud to work at Autotel Power Company.
I'm talking with Jolene today from Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo. Herman Miller is synonymous with quality, but it sounds expensive. Jolene, who can afford it?
Well, quality is affordable with programs such as the Small and Medium Business Program from Herman Miller. It's for small and medium business sized companies under 150 white-collar employees, created to empower small and medium business to think bigger.
That sounds like a great opportunity. What more can you tell me about this program?
Well, it's attainable. There's deep discounts on special offering of products with financing options available. Scalability for when you need flexibility and options for growth and change. It's reliable with the industry-leading warranty, 12 years on almost all products, including parts and labor. Attainable, it's easy to buy with a full catalog of products that can be customized. Expansive, with special product offering capable of creating full office environments. It's guaranteed on-time delivery and free shipping. We also have a free tri-chair program.
All right, tell me about that free tri-chair program.
Well, we all know it's hard to decide what kind of chair will fit and work best for you, so we have the tri-chair program through Herman Miller available. If you stop into our office, we will go over a few chair options based on your needs, have you sit in a few chairs to get a feel for what you like, and then let you bring a chair to your workplace or home office to try out for a week. With a small and medium business contract from Herman Miller and InterOffice, you work with an expert for free space planning and design services from consultation through installation. We provide solutions, resources, and support for high-performing office.
To find out more, give the team a call at InterOffice Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, or go online at InterOfficeFargo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What's on your mind? A little healthcare chatter today on the program, talking about doctor direct health plans, simplifying healthcare. That's a novel concept, isn't it? And one of our listeners asked us to dig into this a little bit, so we found Dr. Josh Umbar, founder and family physician at Atlas MD. We're talking about it with him. Questions or comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at ndflagpoleguy.com. Yeah, we're talking about Jim. The man that brings you American-made and proud of it, flagpoles. Jim, how you doing?
Hi, Scott.
My name is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguide.com, and I'm here to help you fly our nation's colors. Spring is in the air, and with Flag Day approaching, it's time to consider your flag inventory for the next year. And that's where I come in. At ndflagpoleguide.com, you can shop for all your flag needs. Our prices are below others, and you can purchase with one click of the mouse on our secure website with either credit card or PayPal. Purchase a year's worth of flags and save on shipping as well as below market pricing. But there's more. When purchasing, let me know you want to take advantage of our flag retirement program. Upon your request, we will ship with our flags a self-addressed prepaid envelope so you may send us your worn flag. You see, Scott, here at ndflagpoleguide.com, we not only sell and install flagpoles, we also have a flag sales program designed to save you money. And speaking of saving you money, we will also wash and hem your flags using our maintenance solutions program, saving you further. Contact me, Jim at ndflagpoleguide.com, and share with me how I can serve you in our nation's colors. Call Jim at 701-571-3524 or email Jim at ndflagpoleguide.com, where together we carry on the patriotic tradition of displaying our nation's symbol of freedom.
All right, thank you, Jim. You think of everything. 571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguide.com, ndflagpoleguide.com. Back with more with our guest, Dr. Josh Umber, some calls still waiting to weigh in. Go ahead, Bruce, your question for the doctor.
Good morning, Scott. I have an answer to your question you asked earlier, too. But for your doctor, I work for a global company, and we have two insurance plan options. One's a traditional 80-20. The other one's an HSA plan. Either one of them, you have to meet your deductible first before you get any benefits from it for your prescriptions, et cetera. And my question is with the global company, how would I pitch this to my employer to check into and maybe look at it for a more affordable alternative for us employees? Who would they get a hold of?
They can reach out to us directly at hello@atlas.md is our email. Our website is atlas.md, and we can explain that. So we work with hundreds of businesses across the country with either our clinic or other clinics that we've helped launch. We've helped launch a little over 230 similar practices like ours, but there's between 500 and 1,000 doing it across the country. This kind of supply versus demand here is employers say, yes, we want this. We see the huge benefit. Then doctors respond to that because it lowers their risk and concern. And for a company like that, they can be self-funded, which if they're self-funded, they get a lot more options in how to design their plan, but they also get to save any money not spent. So we've had companies get as much as half of their premiums back at the end of the year because of how efficient they were using this direct care model. Well, you can see how that lowers premium significantly for the employee. But until then, just the HSA option is huge because that's a cheaper plan typically, and you get money funded into that health savings account that you get to keep and carry with you wherever you go. So then you also save on every time you would be spending $100 of your HSA money for migraine medicine that we get for five, you're saving the $95. So it works out well for the individuals on those type of plans. It also works out great for the employers if they want to learn more.
Appreciate the call. Only a couple minutes left, and a lot of calls waiting, so I'm going to go as quick as we can. Quick questions, quick answers here for our guest, Dan in Fargo. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm wondering how your model works out for Medicare people. And if it does work well, why doesn't Medicare use it wherever they can?
Oh, I think you answered your own question. If it works out well, Medicare usually doesn't adopt it. I think, yes, it does work out very well because we can decrease the cost of all sorts of things. Medicare actually doesn't pay for everything that well. We have a number of patients who save more each month just on the medicine than they spend on the membership. But this is a new enough model. We started 6 years ago, so big ships turn slow. I think with the new administration, we'll probably get a lot more support at a Medicaid level down because this would make Medicare dollars go farther, which ultimately would mean more benefits in different ways for Medicaid recipients. So exactly. We'd like to see that in the future.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate the call very much. I'm going to get Chris in McKenzie County in here real quick. Just literally 15 seconds for your question, Chris.
How is your income holding up?
We actually make a little bit more than the average doctor because we're just that much more efficient.
You rock. Thank you.
Thank you.
As does McKenzie County, by the way, Chris. I'll be heading there later today. Looking forward to being broadcasting live from the Law Enforcement Center grand opening tomorrow as well. So a fascinating conversation. And, Josh, hopefully it'll be front and center in the this reboot to try and get the health care reform done right. Appreciate your time and conversation today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
DPCFrontier.com. DPCFrontier.com to find out if there's a direct health plan available to you where you live. Our guest, Dr. Josh Umbar, founder and family physician at Atlas MD, on What's on Your Mind. More coming up. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayl for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with the hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.